IVF claims have been put under the microscope by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. The regulator has warned IVF clinics about selective reporting of success rates and use of medical jargon in advertising that could confuse the ordinary person. The warning has been welcomed by industry bodies who agree that reform in advertising of IVF is necessary. Lynn Evelyn reports.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, also known as the ACCC, say that many IVF clinics have not been clear about claims they make on their website advertising.
So one of the things we were concerned about had the potential to mislead consumers is when some of these IVF clinics were making representations or statements using what was really medical terminology or technical terminology that had a particular meaning for those in the industry, but would have had a different meaning for consumers.
ACCC Commissioner Sarah Court says that the clinical pregnancy rate advertised by some clinics include ectopic pregnancies or pregnancies where no heartbeat was ever detected, although an ordinary person would likely take that to mean a live birth rate.
The term clinical pregnancy encompasses a whole range of scenarios where, sadly, a live birth is not going to be the end result.
Professor Michael Chapman from the Fertility Society of Australia is supportive of the ACCC's move to crack down on the dissemination of potentially misleading information to the public.
So we are totally supportive of the ACCC becoming involved and ensuring, as we would wish, as the FSA, we would wish that patients are able to get appropriate information that is helpful rather than promotional.
Professor Chapman believes that the prevalence of misleading advertising can largely be attributed to the commercialisation of the medical industry.
Medicine generally, and that's not just IVF, has become commercialised. That doctors in their practices want to see more and more patients. Attracting patients used to be working through general practitioners. Unfortunately, now social media and the internet are the ways in which they think they can attract patients.
Dr. Karen Hammerberg, through her work with the Victorian Assisted Reproductive Treatment Authority, found that an audit of 32 clinic websites showed that 1 in 5 did not explain the impact of age on conception via IVF.
We need to actually upfront make sure that people understand that there are a lot of factors that will influence your own personal chance of success. There are, the most important one is age, and we have recently done an audit of all the clinic's websites, and we found that about 1 in 5 doesn't actually even mention the impact of age, and that is so the most important factor. If you're around 30, you might have a 25-30% chance of having a baby after one attempt, but if you're over 40, it's about 6%. So, I mean, if that information is not clear up front, I think that is a definite kind of misrepresentation, and I think that needs to be there.
Dr. Hammerberg agrees that IVF websites can be confusing for consumers to understand.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure that it can confuse an ordinary person because it's not like it's presented in the same way on every clinic's website. So to make any kind of comparison is almost impossible because everyone uses different ways of defining what success is. They might use different ways of saying what the denominator is for measuring success. And I think to compare, it's a bit like comparing two different phone contracts. It's almost impossible to know which one is the better one. So I'm not so sure it's deliberate, but I think every clinic wants to make themselves look as good as possible. Of course, it's a commercial environment. And in the pursuit of that, I think sometimes there are some claims that might be, a bit overstating what the chance of success is.
Sarah Court says that this issue was brought to the ACCC's attention by the Australian Health Practitioner Regulator and that it is important for consumers to be able to rely on the statements set out on IVF websites.
And as I say, they had obviously had a number of complaints that had prompted them to have a look and see what kind of things were being said on these websites and whether or not those things could be justified or not. And then having their concerns peaked, I suppose, they then referred them to us. So we took their referral. We thought there was something in it, that this was an issue that really mattered to consumers. We know that families and women, couples that are seeking to use IVF treatments are often in an emotional stage of their lives. There's a significant investment of time, very significant investment of money, and it is just so important that they can properly rely on what's being put on the clinic's websites.
ACCC Commissioner Sarah Court says that this is a warning shot to IVF clinics in Australia and that they will be closely monitoring the industry and will consider legal action if required.
Because these issues were reasonably widespread, what we've decided to do is to try to deal with the industry on a sector-wide basis as opposed to taking individual clinics to court. But now we do feel that these clinics are squarely on notice about the nature of our concerns, and we're going to be monitoring these issues and we're going to be monitoring complaints. We'll continue to liaise with APRA, and if we find examples going forward where we think there are misrepresentations, then we can definitely take action under the Australian Consumer Law, which could involve either infringement notices or court proceedings in which penalties can be imposed.
That was ACCC Commissioner Sarah Court, ending that report by Lynn Evelyn.